touch any of those. All right.
You guys had a really good stretch there where you were confounding Dak for a while, and then two of the last three drives they scored touchdowns. What were some of the issues you saw during that span?
I think it was two out of the last four. Yeah, so it was the overtime. We gave up the one, and then they got the ball back twice. But anyway, yeah, it doesn't. I think a little bit of we were blitzing an awful lot, and a couple of plays we gave up were blitz. And I think there's a little bit of truth to the old adage: live by the sword, die by the sword. They made a couple plays, and it's just a matter of time sometimes when they do. We had chances to be able to get off the field, particularly the overtime drive. We stopped them on the third down and one, and then we got a chance to get off the field on the fourth down and one. And I think that would have been a great chance to win the game right there, because they go for it, we stop them, and now field goal wins the game. But, you do a couple good things in the game, but it doesn't matter because we didn't do enough to win the game. We didn't make that play we needed, to make one of those interceptions. We needed, to strip the ball out. We need a couple of those balls that were floating. We need to find a way to pick one of those balls off. We didn't make that game-changing play in the game, and as a result, we didn't win it.
You've missed a lot of the last two games. Is your four-man rush getting home enough for you?
Well, it's been different in the games. I mean, this game was a lot more man blitz. The week before that was a lot more zone blitz. It's different quarterbacks. It's different game situations. It's different personnel. So every week it's going to be a little bit different, but I thought our four-man pass rush, it's difficult to get pressure and also contain the quarterback. And there were times where we got pressure, but we spilled him out of the pocket, and we didn't do a good job of containing him after that. And he made some plays with his feet. One of the ways that you can keep guys or try to keep guys from making plays with their feet is to pressure them and blitz, and sort of take that option away from them. It goes hand in hand. We got to do a better job in coverage when we did. And, pass rush, we got to be able to chase that guy down. That's tough duty, but it's our job to do it.
How do you defend a receiver like Odell Beckham?
He's tough. We've had some good receivers this year. Really starting with Pryor. I think he flew a little bit below the radar in that first game, but, made a couple plays. I think that maybe we sort of looked at as fluke plays, and now we've seen over the course of the season they weren't fluke plays. But, whether it was him, Alshon Jeffrey, Antonio Brown, it seems like every week there's a guy like that. Beckham's, similar to Brown in some ways. He's got extreme quickness. He can take a short pass and go the distance with it. He can threaten every inch of the field lengthwise and widthwise. And it's not just him down the field. We got to do a great job of tackling him. I said before, this guy might be the best hitch runner in the NFL. Just meaning a three-step hitch, and he's strong. He can stop on a dime. He's strong coming back to make the catch, and then he can run after the catch, and all those things make him very dangerous, not just down the field, which a lot of people see, but in that short area. So, we have our work cut out for us, and we're going to have to mix our coverages up. We're going to have to tackle when he does catch the ball, because, sometimes he is going to catch it. And we have to limit those big plays. He makes plays all over the field, and it's not just him, though. Their receiving crew has made a lot of plays, and they obviously have a Super Bowl winning quarterback that puts those guys in position. So it's not just him.
Jim, apart from just the schematics of trying to defend Beckham, is there anything? Do you take into consideration that there have been times where it looks like he's been agitated, that opposing defensive backs and defenses have kind of got him frustrated, and that maybe you can use that to your advantage?
Yeah, the only thing, we certainly want to frustrate every receiver, and the way we do that is keep him from catching the ball and limit his ability after the ball, but that's the only thing that, or after the catch, that's the only thing we've talked about with him, and that's no different than, like every week when we talk about guys, particularly guys that are marquee players. You certainly want to take them out of the game plan. You want to make the quarterback press to have to throw it to him, And I think that goes into everybody. But the rest of it, it hasn't been an item of conversation this week.
How do you think your defense has played against the star receivers that you mentioned?
I'm just worried about this week. I think that, those guys are going to make plays, and It's our job to find ways to stop them from making plays. I think we're the way we played receivers is 4-3. You know, I mean, that's our record, and that's the only thing that really matters. It doesn't matter how many yards you give up. It doesn't matter how many points you give up. It's how many times you've won the game, and we're 4-3 right now.
It's a top six passing offense, a bottom of the pack running offense. You talk about trying to make teams one-dimensional. Is this where that's different, or is that?
Well, I think it is. It's a little bit different. They have some skilled players that can make plays. They obviously had an injury at running back, and I think that affected them a little bit. But I think their running game has been more them choosing to pass rather than not being able to run. I mean, they're a no-huddle team. They're a call-to-play at the line of scrimmage team. You know, and Eli is going to – I almost called him Peyton, but there's a lot of similarities, you know, different offense, but similarities in that he's going to try to put the offense in the right play. They have very few third down and extra longs. You know, which it is a lot of times a sign of a quarterback staying out at bad plays. And, you know, sometimes a run for 1 or 2 yards isn't a bad play. It's better than a sack. It's better than a lost yardage run, stuff like that. And I think that the quarterback has done a really good job of keeping them on track. And they've made enough plays in the passing game to, you know, to make up for the lack of run. But a little bit before with Beckham, it's not just him. But, you know, all those guys, Cruz and Shep and all those guys are good short pass runners, and the ball comes out of the quarterback's hand fast. And some of their passing game is an extension of the run game. And, you know, you can be in a good position to stop the run. They can throw a short pass, and, you know, even if they get 4 or 5 yards, that's really a good run. But Eli is so good at getting that ball out quick and eliminate and avoiding the bad plays that it sort of makes up for their lack of run game. And, you know, I think that that's probably, you know, that's just as important. It doesn't matter how they gain yards. It's a matter of gaining yards and scoring points. And if you do it all passing, you know, there's no extra points or, you know, anything else for running it. But I think it's more of a decision they've made and their number of run attempts than it is lack of confidence or lack of production in their run game.
Bill's getting a chance to play a lot, played some nickel last week. How is he coming along? How is he developing in your eyes?
Yeah, you know, he's done a good job of just about everything that we've asked him to do. And it is we're starting to spread him. I don't want to say spread him thin, but his role is increased just because of some of our injuries. And, you know, originally we wanted to keep him in one position. He played a lot of nickel at LSU, so it's a position he's played before. But, you know, we wanted to leave him at one position, let him settle in. I thought that was a good philosophy, and it served him well to develop. But now he's going to be asked to do different things, and I think he's ready for it. Jalen is extremely competitive, and you know, that's the thing that probably serves him the best as he goes forward, not just this year, but in his career.
Is it just matchups when you decide if Jalen's in the slot or Malcolm?
Yeah, you know, that game, there was a lot of difference. We were using Malcolm to blitz, and he was also in some of our run fronts and, you know, some of our man coverage. They were going 4 wide receivers at times. When I say they, I mean Dallas Cowboys. You know, so there was different matchups with, you know, trying to get, you know, different wide receivers and things like that. So, yes, that goes into it. There's other things that go into it, too, whether it's the call, you know, what you're doing. You know, even Jalen Watkins played some nickel in that last game, too. He was down covering some of those guys. And, you know, that's just where we are. When we lost Brooks, we got to sort of compartmentalize it. And, you know, eventually it'll settle down. But right now we're sort of handling it with 3, maybe even 4 different guys in there.
Has Marcus Smith, has he continued to, it seems like you're giving him a little more playing time. Has he earned it, and has he earned it anymore?
You know, Marcus has been a consistent player when it comes to rushing the passer for us this year. It's just been, you know, it's been hard to get playing time. It's been hard to get a lot of reps. First of all, early in the season, we weren't playing a lot of reps. But these last couple of games, we have played more, and therefore his snap count's gone up. But he has been productive when he's been out there. He's made some tackles for loss and had that sack, which was big in getting a drive stopped.
Two more guys. Jordan Hicks's play elevated the last 2 weeks, would you say?
The game he played against Minnesota was big, and he played well last week. So I think that's fair to say. I mean, I think he's been a consistent player this year, but he's made a definite impact these last couple games. And there's probably a difference between doing your job and doing your job well and making an impact. And he has made an impact these last couple weeks, and we look forward to him doing more of it. He has a lot on his plate. We've said that before, not just physically but mentally. And there's been no challenge that he hasn't been up for.
As a former head coach, how difficult is it?
I hate these questions.
I'm getting ready to pass on this one, so go ahead. Yeah, you guys got me on that one in the spring, so.
But, how difficult is it to deal with, off-the-field stuff? Not
touching that one, thanks. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, no.
About the middle of the line with, with Benny being out, how did they hold up Allowing and
Justy Glass? Yeah, we had a couple plays in. It's tough. We went in with three defensive tackles, which we had the week before. It's tough when you're in there and you got two guys pushing on you every play. You can wear down a little bit. I thought Bo's played well the last couple weeks. It puts a little bit more pressure on those guys that are in there. Our run game against Dallas was a mixed bag. There were times we stopped the run very well. For a team that was leading the NFL in rushing, we got after it good. But then there were a couple times they got some 10-yard runs in there, and, we can do those things better. So I probably just put our defensive tackles as everybody else. We're 4-3 right now. So there's been some good and there's been some bad. And for us to get where we want to, we need to even out the rough spots and find a way to improve over the course of the year. Thanks.